Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Now we no longer, amen, praise God, have to look on Jesus as being on the cross, but we look at him now, amen, as being, amen, in heaven with God and soon to come again. This is Pastor Barbara Burris, amen, coming back, amen, the second time, trying to, amen, get this message through. Amen. Praise God. The phone went dead on me earlier. And I could just kill the enemy. But Jesus now is coming back for a church, amen, without a spot or blemish. And we are in the end time. And I'm speaking to you some of the information that has gotten out of the golden era, amen, and some more information that I had pulled up in order for us to understand what's going on. We as the body of Christ, we are far behind. And pastors don't want to preach this kind of message. They don't want to tell you the truth about end time because they feel they would lose the congregation or they would, amen, wouldn't get the flow of money or anything like they would want. So, amen, they steer away from the truth. Amen, praise God. It's good to preach other messages because they're needed. But we so busy preaching about the flesh, how to please your mate and how to do the things that you want out of life, to get them out, get the things that you want out of life, until you have literally forgotten God. Amen. And what's getting ready to come? This earth, the Bible say, is gonna roll up like a scroll. It's gonna be dissolved. The heaven and earth will pass away. Amen. So I want to speak today on what's going on in the world issues today, and why this, amen, recession is the way it is, and what's getting ready to take place. Because before the Antichrist can come on the scene, tribulations are going to be here. And that's the only way he's going to show himself to be strong. In that essence, is to try to prove to the people that he has a solution, amen, and he's going to use, amen, the government of this world, number one, American government, praise God, and other governments as being weak and faulty, and he's going to come in with a religious system. And I speak about that in the book, and it's going to be Islam. It's going to be dealing with the Muslims, amen, praise God. Well, one of the things that God wanted me to speak on today was taxation, amen, that will lead to the coming of the Antichrist. And deficit, the amount by which the government's total budget outlays exceedingly its total receipts for a fiscal year. That's what deficit means. Today, American deficit is $14.3 trillion. We are way over. Amen. And we can't see our way for what's going to happen in the future. But it all is coming to pass, what God has spoken in his word. Everything that's happening in the world today, God has already spoken it in his word. The attitudes, the way people live, lifestyle, marriages, all that's in the word of God. So because, amen, of the deficit being so high, amen, praise God, you can look for war to come to America. I have prophesied for many years now about war coming to America. I even seen it. Amen, praise God. And I live in Texas, amen, and the area where I live is ExxonMobil, Shell, and DuPont, all of those major, amen, chemical plants, amen. I even worked at ExxonMobil, amen, praise God, and I'm glad I'm out of it, praise God. But the enemy is going to destroy all, amen, resources. When they begin to attack America, amen, and they're going to try to destroy the chemical plants, amen, that furnish, amen, the things that we need in order to survive, amen. And so because of this, amen, praise God, and recession and all that's taking place right now, we might not understand it, but we at the beginning of the tribulation period. We're not going to be able to avoid it. And so we haven't made ourselves ready. Amen. Praise God. What is the spending data? Where is it from? Federal spending data began in 1792. State and local spending data began in 1902. Spending data is from official government sources. Federal data since 1962 comes from the president's budget. Amen. All other spending data comes from the U.S. Census Bureau. In World War One and Two, the American deficit was felt. Amen. Later on in the 1960s, the United States government did not always run a deficit. Amen. In the 19th century, the federal government typically, amen, praise God, only ran deficit during wartime or during financial crisis. The government ran a deficit of 2% of GDP at the end of the war in 1812 and through the decade after the panic of 1837 and climaxing in the U.S. Amen. Praise God. Mexican War of 1846 through 1848, it ran a deficit of 7% of GDP in the Civil War and ran a deficit in the Depressed 1800s, 1890. In the 20th century, the U.S. ran a deficit during World War I, the Great Depression, World War II, and in almost all years since 1960, during peace and war. One of the reasons for the war was seen in the Old Testament, and it gives us a more clear understanding of what, amen, the deficit really does to, amen, nations. Amen, at this time, amen, the nation of Persia had borrowed gold from Babylon. Amen. And in that time, amen, Babylon gave them such amount as they wanted, but also gave them a percentage rate that was very high. And when they could not, amen, pay back, amen, that percentage, amen, the Persians devised a scheme to go in and defeat the Babylonian Empire and take over not only, amen, the country, the nation, but also the gold, amen, and that would leave them, amen, where they would be void of paying back anything. So they went in and attacked the Babylonians, took over their territory, their nation, amen, praise God, and ended up, amen, not only getting the nation but the gold and setting them free from any pledges that they had made concerning the finances that they had gotten from Babylon. Amen. Every time you see a nation that's going to do anything to gain, in the Olden Testaments, one thing they would do was take over that nation. Amen. In order to set up their government. Well, Christ is soon to come. And when he's coming, amen, praise God, amen, he's going to come back for a church without a spot or blemish. But God had promised Abraham that his nation, amen, his people, his children, his seeds would go into bondage, amen, and stay into bondage 400 years, but it lasted 430 years. And at that time, amen, the reason why God did it, amen, was because the iniquities of the Amorite had not been, amen, fully, amen, praise God, taken care of, amen. So, amen, as they went into bondage, amen, the government, Pharaoh, amen, and all his leaders did not remember Joseph, who had went in ahead of time, into Egypt, amen, so that, amen, the nation, amen, the Israelite nation would not be destroyed. So, amen, he had peace during the time of his position in Egypt. But when the new Pharaoh came in and Joseph was dead, the Pharaoh was a fearful, amen, because the Hebrews, the Israelites, had begun to multiply and increase. And so he got afraid that they would overtake them, amen, praise God, and their government. So they put them in bondage. They put taskmasters over them and made them suffer in order to build Egypt. Amen. But this thing, amen, if we understand what's literally, amen, and literally had taken place back then was, amen, praise God. When they set heavy taskmasters over them, the Hebrews, the Israelites, began to be skillful. They became carpenters. They became business people. Amen. They became, amen, entrepreneurs in essence, as far as so skillful in creating things that they literally ran Egypt, amen, and they did it in Joseph's time. Joseph was a businessman, and he set up a financial system that was so powerful that when famine came, they did not die. Even the nations around them was able to glean from them. Well, today, amen, because of our deficit and the problems that are happening to us, we have to look back even as far back as the 1960s, amen. But there was a time when Bin Laden did his dirt with the World Trade Center, 9/11. Well, what had literally occurred, Bin Laden, amen, wanted to take over a position, whereas he would collapse, cause, amen, praise God, America to fall, amen, praise God. And one of the things that he did was to, amen, attack the matrix of the world. And the matrix of the world, amen, was, amen, and still is partially the United States. But the United States is literally losing its power as being the great leaders. Amen. Womb, the source that provides nourishment for a baby, you know, that's in the womb, amen, it stays in there 9 months, but it's nourished, amen, in the matrix, amen, praise God. And so, amen, praise God. Bin Laden said that if he could destroy the economy, amen, it would affect all the economies of the world. Well, all of this was a part of Satan's device so that he could take over, amen, his Antichrist could take over in the future. So, amen, when America economy fell, all other economies fell. And today we're looking at wars that was the war with Egypt and their leaders, and the leader was killed out. They voted in another leader, and he's amen, he's a part of the brotherhood. And what they don't want is democracy. They don't want, none of those nations want democracy, because it takes away from their God and their belief. So they fight that. And so over in Syria today, one of the reasons for their civil war is because of the economy, amen, and because, amen, of the president and his views on how the Syrians should live. And it has literally collapsed, amen, and the civil war, amen, is doing like a cleansing. It's killing our people because of overpopulation, famine in the land, and cause, amen, literally, amen, there's a scarcity of food, technology, amen. They up on technology because they want to build a bomb that would wipe Israel off the map, so as the leader, Senadad, said that he was going to try to do. Well, the Egyptians tried that, amen, and they lost, amen. And Syria and Egypt had united together at one time in the Yom Kippur War in order to try to defeat, amen, Israel, amen, in the Golan Heights area. Well, now that the Syrians, amen, are in war against each other, those refugees are trying to get into the Golan Heights area in order to set up camp. But I advise, amen, those that are listening, amen, if they got any kind of contact with, amen, Benjamin Netanyahu, amen, praise God, the prime minister over there in Israel, to tell them that's a trap of Satan in order to gain clout, because he's trying to get accessibility to the land so that the Antichrist can come in. And we look at paper money, the value of paper money today, amen, has weakened, amen, praise God. And printed money in abundance causes a high inflation. The price of a loaf of bread will go up to $5 and in the future, amen, and a chicken may cost you $20 for one family, amen, that might have about 10 children in there, and it won't feed the family. People want the United States and Europe to combine for sanction, protection from other nations during times of war. So they're trying to get Europe and America together. Amen. Praise God. In order for, amen, America and Europe to be a nation that will be strong, amen, and protected, where there's unity, there's strength. The mark of the beast in order for people to buy or sell or trade, amen, is coming up pretty soon. And what they're doing, they're trying to use computer chips, and these computer chips are being tested. Amen. In America today, and Obama just passed one concerning, amen, the medical area, praise God, health issues and stuff like that. And I can give you more information on that, amen, as I pull it up. But because of this, amen, praise God, it's not only going to fall on humans as far as the health, amen, conditions are concerned, but it's a sign that, amen, praise God, when you want to buy or sell a trade, you won't be able to do it if you don't have the mark of the beast. That means if you don't have nothing on you, some kind of mark or some kind of computer chip inside of you, when you begin to purchase food, amen, and various other things, you're not going to be able to do it, amen. And so that's why I'm advising Christians to purchase land like never before and learn how to raise your own crops. It might not happen in our time, amen, that the Antichrist comes, but it might be our third, fourth generation. We don't know the day, not the hour, amen, but it's good to prepare our people. God said one thing about Abraham: he will teach his children about me. And he said that for a reason, because God knew that there was a devil, amen, and the devil was going to do wickedness towards all people in the earth, even his own. He didn't care, and he still doesn't care. Well, if we tell our children about what's going on right now, then we'll be able to impart that information, and in the future they'll remember, well, yeah, my grandfather told me this is the way you raise corn. Let me get some seeds. Let me go into the, amen, praise God, into a storage area, and they already had it prepared. And God told me that the highest form of government is through taxation. America got more taxes than the law allows. Amen. Israel paid taxes, a tribute, to different nations for protection. That's what happened with Babylon and Persia, the Medes and Persians. Amen. Praise God. They had paid out. They had did. They had borrowed. Now, amen. Praise God. They had to devise a way to get out of that contract. Amen. They also paid taxes for maintaining of the priests that worked in the temple. Taxes were paid for civil, amen, and temple needs. Taxes or tributes were paid for land, poll tax, and income tax. Taxes were also paid for exports and imports. Each year, people spend a great percentage of their income on taxes. Today, we are literally pay taxes to help support our national defense, social security, welfare, health, amen, benefits, amen, for the elderly and our state and local and government, spending a large amount of revenue in police, fire departments, maintenance, roads, schools, and public hospitals. Jesus told the chief priests and scribes in the book of Luke 20:19-25 to render therefore tribute or taxes unto Caesar the things which are of Caesar, and to God the things which are of God. The Antichrist will cause the entire world to be taxed, registered, and census taken, and the number given. The Antichrist will lead the people to believe that he, amen, has the answer to all the problems that's getting ready to come up, famine in the land, wars, amen, and all this kind of stuff. And then he's going to advise them to take, amen, the mark of the beast. Now, the Bible, amen, praise God, shows us that there are three antichrists. Amen. In the book of Revelation 13, there's two, the Father and Son, and they're going to come before the battle of Armageddon. And then the last one is going to come when Jesus is in the earth realm reigning for his 1,000 years, right at the end of it, it's going to happen. But we as the body of Christ have not made ourselves ready. Amen. And we have not strengthened ourselves because there is a devil. The Bible said a thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. And he's targeting after the stuff. If you could see in the realm what I see, and when ministers don't, amen, rapidly begin to do great things, it's because of the Antichrist, amen, father, I say it like that. It's because of Satan and what he has done. As soon as you start receiving your blessings from the Lord, the Bible said a thief come. So he's going to come in the spirit realm. And he's going to steal your blessings because you don't know how to fight him back. Amen. And he's not only going to steal your stuff, but he's going to cause you to fall in many areas through unbelief and various other things. So we as the body of Christ need to understand how to walk in the spirit because we are born again. We're supposed to be spirit beings. Amen. The Bible let us know, praise God, about tribulation. Amen. Praise God. And tribulation, amen, during that period is going to be, amen, so horrible. But in if we look at Matthew chapter 24, amen, praise God, and Jesus was literally saying, and said, many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. We got a lot of those that are out there today. Amen, praise God. And all people want to do is hear a word. And if they don't hear what they want, they're going to condemn you. If they hear what they want and didn't come to pass, they're going to condemn you. So, amen, that's just a weakness in man. Amen, praise God. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax old. Amen, praise God. But he that shall endure unto the end, amen, the same shall be saved. I preached on last yesterday, amen, about endurance. You got to have the strength to endure because this devil will work on you. He will work on you. And you don't have to sin for the devil to attack you. He'll cause you to be sick. He'll cause you. Look at how he did Job, amen. Job, amen, praise God. First of all, he told God to take the hedge of protection down, amen, and the hedge of protection was down, and amen, and then he attacked Job's children, he attacked Job's, amen, animals, he attacked all that was of a great possession and wealth to Job. He took away all his stuff first, amen, and then after that, he come back again, and he tell God, now, I done taken all that away, and Job's still going to serve you. Now I want to attack his body. Amen. There's a two-part attack that's great upon us, amen, in reference to what Satan tried to do. First, he take away your stuff. Then it causes your body to go into sickness like he literally attacked mine with this sugar diabetes. That's why I'm talking weak today. Amen. I just got out the hospital. Amen. So I'm trying to strengthen myself. Amen. In a better way that I can through medication until, amen, God moved this stuff out of my body. Amen, praise God. But he that shall endure to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Amen. Who's read it? Amen. Let him understand. The abomination that makes desolate is the Antichrist. Amen. Then let them which are in Judea flee into the mountains. Amen. Most ministers are saying that, amen, the Jewish nation is going to run and hide in Petra. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And if you know about Petra, amen, the rocks, amen, will build, amen, houses and literally inside the rocks, amen. But that's not true. God has said when war time comes for Jerusalem, he said one of the things you need to do is to run to the Judean mountains. That's where you're going to find God. And this is very important. Amen. Those that are Jews, amen, and those that are over there during the time of war, amen, praise God. God said, run to the Judean mountains. Amen. That's where you're going to find God. Then let them which are in the Judah flee into the mountains. That's what he said. Amen. And let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of the house. You better get out the way. Praise God. Leave your stuff alone. It's better that you gain the whole world than to lose your soul behind materialistic things. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. Amen. Leave it all behind. And woe unto them that are with child and to them that give suck in those days. Amen. Praise God. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. Amen. Praise God. For then shall be great, amen, tribulation such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be. Saints, amen, we need to get our lives together and understand. You can purchase my book, The Golden Era, amen, at BarnesandNobles.com, ZulonPress.com, and Amazon, amen, .com. Praise God. We have many writers out there, Perry Stone and all other great men and women of God, and they all got their views and their points, amen, of what they're trying to pull out. Amen. Praise God. I believe that if you pick up this book, it's going to be very informative because it not only tells you about a revelation, but it walks from Father Abraham all the way through. It tells the story. The Antichrist is coming from the tribe of Dan, the Danite tribe. That's the only tribe that was not given account for in the book of Revelation. Manasseh and Ephraim was given account for them. There are 10 tribes that have been scattered all over the world, and the Assyrians scattered them, amen, back in B.C., I think it's 5-something B.C. I don't want to give you that information and not give you the time, but it was in B.C. I got it written down, but I have to pull it up. But we need to understand that, amen, praise God, when those 10 tribes were scattered by the Assyrians, they went into all other nations. Some of them ended up in America. A lot of them ended up in America. And so I have a web page called The Gathering, amen, Gathering of the 12 Tribes, and the web page accessibility is The Gathering of the number 12 Tribes of Israel .org. You need to go to that page and you'll find out some more information. But, amen, I have to continue to teach this, amen, despite of what I've been going through in my body, amen, because I know God is able. He told Paul his grace was sufficient. Have a wonderful day.